Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for November 15th and the days ahead. Well, folks, you can always count on the zodiac to keep the wheels of evolution turning. Evolution in experiences that can elevate awareness of what we affectionately call reality. As Lily Tomlin once said in a character that was a bag lady named Trudy, what's reality except a collective hunch? So, collective hunch is being powerfully influenced by the element of water. We folks here in Down East Maine know all about water. As one of the four elements in Vedic astrology, remember this: fire, earth, air, and water. Water holds sway over the realm of emotions and feelings. As has been said by political consultants across the spectrum, who are skilled in the art of winning elections. Not every voter can think, but they all can feel. Well, not everyone feels, but most of us do. Now, right now, the action of the zodiac is in a powerful trine. And for many, a mostly beneficial trine. It's the zodiac's three water signs: Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. So let's dive in. No pun intended. Now, Saturn and Neptune are in Pisces. They've been there for a long time, traveling side by side. And in Pisces, Saturn, the planet of things like the rule of law, ethics, and consequences, you know, like going to jail or not going to jail, has been upended. But everything changes, and Saturn will move on from Pisces in a year. But anyway, Saturn in Pisces is training Jupiter in Cancer. Jupiter is about beliefs and ideals, not facts, but those sacred truths we hold to be true, irregardless of the facts. Ideas and beliefs in Cancer are deeply held and emotionally driven. Like, do you like Brussels sprouts? Yes? No? What? Anyway, now what's interesting is that science tells us what you believe actually determines or can determine what you experience. And that experience often reinforces the belief behind the experience. Isn't that interesting? Well, check it out with something you believe to be true and see how it determines an experience that you have. Anyway, Jupiter and Saturn are both retrograde in water. And when retrogrades are in effect, the energies of the planets are felt more deeply because they're in retrograde and the planets are closer to the Earth. Now, here's what's the big cosmic wow. The sun, the center of the solar system, just entered Scorpio, and it's there with Mars and a retrograde Mercury. Scorpio, the sign of, among other things, the hidden. And didn't those Scorpio planets surface something that was hidden? So, to wrap it up, six planets are in water signs, stirring up the emotions big time. Belief, fantasy, imagination, and scorpionic excavations are all at work on the cosmic stage. Now, how it is manifesting in your life is a matter of where the water trine is located in your chart. If you're not sure, just pay attention to your dream state. That's one portal into what's cooking in your life. Oh, and one more thing. Today, the moon is in Virgo, that lovely sign of service that does work to keep track of things, you know, like sock drawers, fluff pillows, and organized budgets. Now pay attention to Thursday. This coming Thursday, that's when the moon arrives in Scorpio to create a new moon. Expect something big to happen because the moon works to focus the energy on the sign it's in. And in Scorpio, there's a pileup. Now, Scorpio forms a new moon with an exclamation point. Thursday's new moon in Scorpio, the life and death transformation and rebirth sign, will shake, rattle, and roll something equivalent to a volcanic eruption, an earthquake, or a good old-fashioned tidal wave. Well, so emotions this week are rocking like the waves in the mighty Gulf of Maine along the Down East Shore. So there. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's a wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. Now, with Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, take that to heart. Count to 10 before you say anything nasty or put anything in writing. Now, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. See you next week, Whitehorn WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WER app. That's it for now. Over and out.